Today, let the battles commence. Hello, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today, Slater and Gordon announced that they're launching the Get Your Super Back campaign, and says that it will involve a series of class actions with Colonial First State and AMP likely to be their first targets. The firm will allege that the big bank-backed super funds failed to obtain for members competitive cash interest rates on cash option funds and charged exorbitant fees affecting millions of members who held part or all of their superannuation in bank-owned funds. The allegations arise from evidence presented via the Royal Commission into misconduct in the financial services sector. And of course, the recent Productivity Commission report released last May found that retail super funds only brought in members around 4.9% on average per annum, in contrast to 6.8% per annum in the industry funds. And in addition to that non-performance, the Productivity Commission also highlighted the fact that fees were significantly higher and there was less transparency in the way that the funds were managed. Now, this class action is, I think, potentially not the only one to be expected. We know already that there is a parallel set of actions being planned against the bank's mortgage lending businesses. And in fact, I'm going to have more about that in an upcoming post because I hope to discuss this with the person driving that particular set of class actions shortly. So watch out for that. Sales and given the evidence that's now coming through from the current round of inquiries into the insurance sector, where we've already heard of boiler room tactics, where people on the phone are trying to persuade prospective customers to buy an insurance policy, whether or not it's the right policy for them. And they also have already showed that the internal processes inside these organisations with regard to compliance and audit have also been found wanting. So in a way, it's the same old. Once again, customers being screwed over by the financial services sector. So my theory is that we're going to see a whole series of potential class actions. And whilst there is a chance they may well be settled prior to going to court, the bottom line is that our major financial services sector corporations in Australia are significantly under attack. And to be fair, under attack rightly because they have simply failed in their duty. In my view, pretty much all of the major players across the financial services sector in Australia have now been found wanting in terms of delivering their products and services in line with community expectations. Frankly, customers are paying through the nose to bolster the profits of the sector. And the result of this, whether the class actions succeed or not, my perspective is that the profit-generating capacity of the finance sector is being crimped significantly. Therefore, expect share prices to fall in the months and years ahead. And, by the way, the significant dividend payouts that have been supporting the sector for so long will also be crimped. For the first time, perhaps, in a generation, some of the executive in these firms will be earning their corn rather than just simply taking their customers to the cleaners. Some would say better late than never. As always, if you like what you've seen here today, please like the post and add a comment or a question. I will read them all. And if you want to receive alerts for our latest posts, do subscribe now by ringing that subscribe bell. And if you've already subscribed, I really appreciate your support and participation. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst of Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll talk to you again next time.